This morning it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. And please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, God of Wonder Double visited me. Hallelujah. During one of the Covenant Hour of Prayer sessions, some persons shared the testimonies of how God visited them when they switched into kingdom-focused prayers. That morning, God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, gave a charge on Matthew 6:33. From the charge, I had a deeper understanding and I saw what made others get their testimonies. I immediately switched from praying for myself and business during personal supplication periods to praying for others and the kingdom. God miraculously paid bulk of the financial indebtedness hanging over my business for 2.5 years, and doors of unimaginable favors are now opened in my life. Let's celebrate Jesus. Indeed, the word works. I return all the glory and honor to the God of this great commission. The testifier is Henry L. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Number two, HIV destroyed and all-round turnaround. My wife was diagnosed of HIV and her business also needed divine intervention. My wife and I decided to participate fully in kingdom advancement endeavors. We stopped praying for ourselves and the issues of concerns in our lives, which required urgent attention, and decided to pray as a family every day for souls as taught by Daddy Oyedepo. We also decided to get on the go for Jesus, advertising him everywhere, sharing flyers, covering various distances of over 3 hours, inviting people to church, and also telling them how the God of winners had healed my wife of HIV and turned our life around. To the glory of God, most of our friends have been saved and now born again. Then God of Wonder Double showed up in our family. Let's celebrate Jesus. My wife went in for tests and was confirmed HIV negative. Are you celebrating Jesus? The test said no virus can be seen at all in my wife's blood. Not only that, our business and life have become extremely blessed and stress-free, like Daddy always said. We apply for a new mega business license. Today, the license has been issued to us. Our life is just taking unimaginable exponential explosion in God's blessing that world cannot just describe. Let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. We can boldly declare that these are the best decisions of our lives. We thank the God of winners. The testifier is Udom E. For these amazing testimonies, please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus in appreciation.
Hallelujah. The best decision we have ever made. May someone else here today who is yet to make that decision of trading Matthew 6:33 based on the validity of God's integrity, the diverse testimonies we have heard, may such individuals make their decisions today. Yeah. And may those who have made that decision remain true to that decision the remaining days of their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and let's give God thanks for bringing us to another fresh new working week. Give him thanks, because this week is your week. Everything is answering in your favor this week. Thank him for keeping you sound, alive and well. Thank him for answering your prayers even this morning. Give him thanks and praise. Everybody lift up your two hands and celebrate our great God. Celebrate this great God. Celebrate this great God. Celebrate this great God. Magnify this great God. And speak to the weak. This brand new week must answer to you in all respects and answer favorably to you. Speak to the weak and do that with faith. It shall be your most resourceful, your most productive, your most profitable week. Give him thanks and praise. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Jesus, I want to hear from you. Speak to me this morning. Speak to me, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Elijah was a man of like passion. Passion is a requirement for answered prayers. Casual prayers hardly secure heaven's attention. There was no way Jesus could ignore the passionate cry of Bartimaeus. He came out of the company of the blind through fervency, not drowsy prayer. Now, my God, what am I actually praying? What are we praying? Did you see the kind of way he prayed in 1 Kings chapter 18? Oh God, hear me. Oh God, hear me, that all of you know I've done this according to your word. And then the fire of the Lord fell. Grace for fervency on the altar of prayer. Go ahead and pray. And pray fervently. You want fervent? Great. Pray fervently. Grace for fervency on the altar of prayer. Not religious mention of prayer items. Fervency on the prayer altar. Fervency that secures heaven's attention. It takes fervency in prayer to secure heaven's attention. It takes fervency in prayer to secure heaven's attention. Lord, I receive grace for fervency on the altar of prayer. Passion on the altar of prayer. Fervency on the altar of prayer. Passion on the altar of prayer. Lord, fervency on the altar of prayer. Passion on the altar of prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. Amen. Say with me, it takes passion for my prayer to secure heaven's attention. It takes passion for my prayer to secure heaven's attention. It takes passion for my prayer to secure heaven's attention. For prompt response. For prompt response. Like Elijah. It takes passion. It takes passion. Now, so when he said Elijah is a man of life passion, he engaged passionately after the order of Elijah. Not casually, not drowsily. Amen. Not forgetfully, not absent-mindedly. Engage fervently. Engage passionately. My God. You see, it takes revived men to bring revival. And it takes revived men to sustain revival. It takes fervency in prayer to call down the fire from heaven. You won't lose the fire because you won't lose the passion. We better observe the protocols of heaven or we'll just be playing religious activity all along. Let's observe heaven's protocol if you want to secure divine intervention. Let's embrace heaven's protocol. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace it. When they ask for quiet prayer, we are growing up, it's take a nap session. At times they have to tap the pastor that time is off. That's Adura Dakeje. That is sleep a little. Catch a nap. This prayer is too much. That's how revival died. Croquet up. prakitano suzarita krobi nekotianozu. You have the language of the spirit to keep the fire burning. So pray intensely in the spirit, holding the subject matter on your heart, and then you are securing heaven's attention. First is attention before you can secure his intervention. You don't get his attention, you can't have his intervention. You don't get his intervention, I mean attention, you can't secure his intervention. It's one step after another. Well, the good news is that we serve a God of speed. Amen. He created the entire universe in 6 days. Through faith, we understand that God, that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and the things we see now do not come out of things that do appear. So he created all that we see by his word and got it done in 6 days. What a speed. You know, our God is light. 1 John 1:5. God is light. Praise God. And in him is no darkness at all. So he operates by the speed of light. God is light and operates by the speed of light. Go, thy servant is made whole. And his servant was made whole that same hour. As the word go went forth, it landed there, same hour. What we have said is that, and the star was made whole, same moment. Same moment. That is, it traveled from his mouth and happened right there at the same spot on the other side. Matthew 8, 10 and 13. But as he speak the word only. And God, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. We serve a God of speed. But prayer of faith is one way to provoke the intervention of the God of speed. So this week, our intervention, our exhortation shall be focused on engaging the God of speed through the altar of prayers. There shall be supernatural speed on the path of every engaging winner this year. Let me hear your passionate amen. Amen. Let me hear your passionate amen. Amen. Say with all the confidence of our master. Amen. I said the God of speed is visiting every winner this year. Amen. Some things that may not have come true the next 20 years of your life will come true this year. The God of speed will fast forward his agenda in your life. Engaging the God of speed on the altar of prayer. Abraham's servant prayed for speed, and the God of speed showed up. Genesis 24, verse 12 to 14. Abraham's servant prayed and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray, send me good speed this day. And show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let that same be the she that thou hast appointed for my servant, for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, the God of speed showed up. That behold, Rebekah came out
who was born of Bethuel, Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. The damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for the camels also until they have done drinking. You know what it means to give water to camels? It's like draining the well. Answer on the spot. Lord, the same way this man prayed, grant me the grace to pray after the same order. That the God of speech shows up while I am still speaking. Tenush kedaru tapange kaku kredianu tuma. Has God changed? He just manifested himself as the God of speed that we saw in Genesis chapter 1. He just showed up again. He will show up in our midst beyond all we ever knew this month. And it's starting from today. The God of speed will show up. That was how Rebecca became Isaac's wife, by the hand of the God of speed, provoked on the altar of prayer. By the hand of the God of speed, provoked on the altar of prayer. By the hand of the God of speed, provoked on the altar of prayer. We serve the God of speed who can make the earth bring forth in one day. And a nation to be born at once through the altar of prayer. Isaiah 66 and verses 7 and 8. Before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child who has had such a thing, who has seen such a thing. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? And a nation to be born at once? For a son, a Zion, invoked the intervention of the God of speed through travailing prayer, she brought forth her children. Through passionate prayer, she brought forth her children. Through passionate prayer, not casual prayer, not absent-minded prayer, not a God. Not what am I even praying about? No. The prayer convey with passion that God could not resist. Prayer accompanied with the passion to drive it. And the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. We are going to have such Sunday this month by invoking the intervention of the God of speed in drafting multitudes into his kingdom and into this church. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Sir, you will know when God has heard you. You will know when you have mentioned the ideas to God. You will know. Amen. You will know. It's time to be spiritually alert enough to know when God has heard you. We can't be babies forever. We can't be babies forever. So it's no big deal for God to double the attendance of this church on or before May 2nd, 2021. It's no big deal. Unto men that may be impossible, not with God, but with God, all things are possible. It's no big deal. He prayed and he took steps. Amen. He prayed and he took steps. The prayer of faith is the prayer that invokes the God of speed into action. Show me your faith without your action. I'll show you my faith by my action. Oh God, as I go out today, whosoever, whatever contact I made, let there be instant conviction. Let the man and the woman be waiting. Let him say, I've been waiting. This is my moment. Thank you for talking to me. I'm ready to pray. Invoke the hand of the God of speed. Rebecca fed the water and she was on her way. He went to her. Excuse me, can I have some water? If she stayed there, say, God of speed, show up. He has shown up. But are you taking steps? Are you taking steps? I had this romance with heaven this morning. God does not reward membership. He rewards stewardship. Amen. God does not reward leadership. He rewards servanthood. God does not promote experience. He promotes only faithful and fruitful stewardship. Praise God. God does not honor titles. Human beings may archbishop, archpope. Human beings may. You don't know me, pastor? You call me brother. That's okay, sorry. Yeah, pastor. You don't know my neighbor? You call me deacon. Abba. Abba. You better go and find out how to know who elders are. Thank you, elder. You call some people chief, they say, no, I'm a high chief. Can't call chief, don't pull high. How can you? You think I'm not an ordinary chief, I'm a high chief. Well done. God does not reward titles, he rewards dedicated stewardship. Him with my father honor. A corner of wheat that falls to the ground and dies. John 12, verse 24 to 26. God does not reward spiritual activity. He rewards productivity. Every branch that bears fruit, I will keep fit so I can keep bearing more fruits. My prayer is that no one here will miss the heavy prophetic package reserved for every winner in the year 2021. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Now again, take delivery of a new order of passion on the altar of prayer. Go ahead and take it. Take delivery of a new order of passion on the altar of prayer. No casual praying, no drowsy praying, no praying for praying's sake, but praying for answer's sake. Come on, go ahead. Lord, I receive a fresh passion on the altar of prayer that will make a difference in my life this week as I begin to demand for the intervention of the God of speed in my engagement in kingdom advancement, which will result in my own supernatural advancement. Come on now, pray. Come on, pray. Pray, pray, pray. God is not counting days. He's counting results on the altar of prayer. The days you have prayed is irrelevant. The answers you have gotten is what matters. Now, pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Everybody, pray. Pray. Passion, passion. New order of passion. New order of passion after the order of Elijah. I receive it. New order of passion after the order of Elijah. I receive it. New order of passion after the order of Elijah. I receive it. New order of passion. Now speak to the weak is your weak. Speak to the weak. Your prayer altar has been transformed. Your prayer altar has been translated. It's a new day. It has been transfigured. You are not just going on. You are not just patching on. You are making progress. You are taking steps. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Well, we are in a phase on the earth today where businesses are crashing by the day. Next Sunday is a covenant day of business breakthrough. God wants to make a difference in the life of every winner and all of our newcomers and our invitees. So do that with utmost excitement. We've had long
packages of testimonies over the years that shows that God opens up business destinies in this church. And we're going to see it again this coming Sunday. Well, pray that this week will be a fruitful week for you. That at least one soul, minimum one soul. Don't be as if I'm singing. Don't be hiding as if I'm singing. No. No. I live with this. I sleep with it. I don't have another way of living. And it's working for me. It's working for many others in this church. It must work for you this time. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice, lift your hands. Give thanks to God this morning, give him praise. Give thanks to God this morning, give him praise. Give thanks unto God this morning and give him all the praise. Celebrate him, glorify him, honor him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and you are worthy of all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness, mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.